What's going on, you allergic to peanut penis pumpers? Welcome to Gruntspeak Not So Alive, your source for the inebriated truth in a world gone completely mad. I'm Toxic Male, that's Fat Punisher.
Yeah, the old... That's so true. It's so true. I can't tell you how many of my buddies, army buddies, that are literally walking around in this low-grade, pissed-off fucking mindset over all of this stupidity. And yeah. They get up in the morning, just kind of like me, and they start drinking. They don't have drinking problems.
They have problems, so they drink.
Yeah, the world's got problems, so they drink.
It makes all the sense in the world when you really stop to think about it. I mean, after all, today is a National Peanut Day. National Bald is Beautiful Day. Somebody should have told Jada Pinkett before she got all saucy under the collar.
Yep.
Hug Your Boss Day. Fuck that noise. I'm not hugging you, bro. Pet Birth Defect Awareness Day.
What?
So...
All right. If you have a dog born with a birth defect, then it should go back to the manufacturer, and then another one will come down the pipe. I mean, that's what you do.
Well, I mean, I think coming down the pipe might result in some birth defects from the poor Frenchman's dogs that gave them monkeypox because they had to cornhole something.
Oh, my God. That is so terrible.
Well, you know, we can't do it to each other, so let's just fuck the dog. It'll be fine.
I hope that did not happen.
It did happen.
Oh,
why did
God!
It happen? You fucking weirdo Frenchies. I mean, Frenchies are weird enough as it is. You know, garlic is not a cologne and all that stuff, but now you're cornholing dogs just because you can't go and get your gay orgy fix. What the shit?
They can't get their gay on.
I can't get my gay freak on. My gosh. I'm going to go wipe my ass on my rainbow toilet paper.
Yeah, and is there any more monkeypox stories out there? I think it's dying down.
Well, the fear didn't take hold like they hoped.
Oh, yeah.
Although NBC did release a piece the other day lamenting that gay men can't go out and have orgies anymore, at least for a while. You know, yeah. It's just a temporary reprieve from their nightly duties of, you know, cornholing random strangers behind the dumb cum store.
When is the last time you've actually heard a mainstream media try to curb the behavior of the masses? Like every fucking day.
All the time.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Every day.
Yeah, if you're not living the way they live, you know, and New York and California stand, you're not living right. Yeah, we need to follow the example of the brave and the mighty like Gavin Newsom.
Oh, yeah.
Rules for thee, none for me, right? Fuck's sakes. Never gets old, man. Never gets
old. Yeah.
What a time to be alive.
And we just, like a couple days ago, was the 22nd anniversary of 9/11?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just remember, on 9/11, you shouldn't be remembering, you know, what happened. You should be remembering that government is the problem.
Yeah, because I've reviewed all of the videos. I read the studies that was put together by it's a whole bunch of architects and engineers. There are so many fucking questions that are unanswered, and there are things that happen that they're not willing to explain.
And physics kind of laughs in the face of the official explanation.
Correct. Yeah. So I just cannot get on board, you know, with the narrative that they put out. I just can't. I mean, as a rational person, that's it.
That's it. You look at the evidence and you make an assessment.
Yeah, I'm not trying to, you know, convince anyone of anything. I'm just saying I don't believe it.
Does not jive.
Nope.
And you may not believe me that NBC News was lamenting how fear of monkeypox stopped the gays from going to sex parties and attending orgies, but well, there it is.
Yep.
I'm sure they asked Dr. Jill Biden for her opinion about this.
Yep, there's that is just insane.
This is hilarious.
But my thing is this. All right. For monkeypox to get spread, it has to have the boils. It's kind of like smallpox.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Look, I mean, I can't wrap my head around this because I'm not gay. So you're looking at a butthole like you would look at a vagina. But the butthole is surrounded by these boils. But yeah. Somehow it's pus. So alluring. You want to put your one in that zero.
I'm telling you, man, we're going to have to do a stream on these bug chasers at some point.
Yes.
Because, I mean, it is nauseating and disgusting and vile, but it explains a lot of this.
I know. But the thing is like, if we go down that road, it's going to be nothing but mental torment for me because I will not be able to stop images in my fucking head.
Well,
God damn it.
This is what's called taking one for the team. I mean, you used to fall in the grenade for the Hogs back in the day, so your buddies could get some.
Yeah. Hey, they're full German.
German, whatever. You got a lasagna at the end.
Yeah,
get it.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Men know. Like, we can't judge. We've all done it.
Yep.
We all bedded down a fat chick who was just cool enough, or maybe it was just late enough, and the Peg D was doing most of the thinking.
And you're in your dick, and you're in your dick thinking ears. It's like, what? Oh, okay. It's like he's got radar.
Well, it's part of the bro code too. You know, for every such amount of tens you bang, throw a bone to a five.
Yeah, be nice.
You got to be nice. Men aren't shallow. Like we can become aroused by a woman who's cool.
Yeah, we can. And yeah. I've known probably two or three women who were right on the cusp of being tens.
Yeah.
They were so insufferable to be around. They literally were like a four.
Oh, yeah. They open their mouth, they go from 10 to 2.
Yeah. I mean, literally, like, oh, the wrapping looks great, but, you know, what it's covering on the inside is shit.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
Nobody wants that. And no one wants the pus-infected buttholes either. But apparently it's heroic. This is hilarious. NBC science writer Benjamin Ryan is bemoaning the heroic sacrifices, sarcasm, made by gay men over the fear of monkeypox in an article titled, "How Monkeypox Spoiled Gay Men's Plans for an Invincible Summer," in which he laments, "Queer men across the U.S. talked to NBC News about the dates they never went on, the sex they never had, and the gatherings they avoided due to the viral outbreak." For many gay and bi men, the sprawling and chaotic monkeypox outbreak has upended a summer that was supposed to be a well-earned opportunity. Yeah. Following the peak of the COVID crisis, to finally have some fun and revel with their gay brothers without the threat of viral infection hanging over them. Yes, because HIV totally went away.
Yeah.
Just herpes. Like pneumonia and the flu when COVID came out.
Yeah, but just how heathenistic that is. Just read that again. That is so heathenistic.
For many gay and bi men, the sprawling and chaotic monkeypox outbreak has upended a summer that was supposed to be a well-earned opportunity to get AIDS.
And to self-infect yourself. And look, I get so sick and tired of them hijacking the word bravery.
Stunning and brave.
All right.
Stunning and brave.
I've seen actual, real bravery in war.
Yeah.
And what they're talking about here is not it.
Yep. You have to take a few weeks off to let your butthole reinvert. It's so brave. I mean, dudes jumping over the hill at Normandy have nothing on you.
Yeah, that turned out cauliflower of a butthole, man. You got to let that thing heal up. Yeah, that thing's prolapsing. You're growing a cabbage down there every time you take a dump.
Yeah. I mean, how can you tell apart the warts from the monkeypox? I mean, or the regular herpes, perhaps.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that bug chasers actually exist, and they call AIDS the gift, and they write Reddit posts like they're creating... Like they're creating gay erotica, talking about like how they like to walk barefoot through gay movie theaters because it's a good way to make sure you don't accidentally, you know, miss the toxic sperm-filled condoms that you can pick up and drink.
God!
God!
Stop!
And they wonder why monkeypox was almost centrally located in this community.
I don't think
you could handle doing a stream on bug chasers.
I don't think
I think you might die.
I think I'd have a hard time with that. I think you're right. That's terrible.
Oh, man. That right there is relatively tame compared to some of the things that I have seen and read.
Like, literally, they think they're going to get, like, superpowers or something from this. All it does is turn up the fucking volume on the universe so it kills you faster.
Pretty much.
Now, listen, the minute you drop out of the vaginal sac, the universe has one job for you. And that's to turn you back into fucking mulch as fast as it can.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, we're food for worms, lads.
That's right. I mean, why tempt it? Why invent it to be... God, it just blows my mind.
I don't know. This is the actual article itself. Look at this.
Oh, my God.
Queer men across the U.S. talked to NBC News about the dates they never went on, the sex they never had, and the gatherings they avoided due to the viral outbreak.
Yeah, and this is what we call journalism today. Yeah.
Yeah, this is somehow news.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not going to get as much, blown out cornhole as I would like this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So now I'm doing my civic duty by masturbating for a change.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah. Well, first of all, you know, the gay community, a lot of individuals there are like uber hypersexualized.
Yep.
And that's all they live for is to, you know, to hit the next bullseye at the bar.
And it's amazing. And now they're not being very inclusive, you know, this particular community for this particular disease. Now they're even calling it the GBTQ for short, because the lesbians, their chances of getting the monkeypox are quite remote. Just like your sex lives really should be if you want to avoid the herpagonosyphilids and the monkeypox.
Well, and here's the thing. If the monkeypox becomes endemic, and people start catching it on the regular, there's going to be this huge, huge thing hanging over everyone's head that, hey, you're a butt pumper.
Yeah, you're a butt pumper. You should probably get yourself examined.
I mean, that's what happened with AIDS.
I mean, does this person look mentally with it to you? I'm not really sure, but he claims that because of monkeypox, life has sort of halted.
No,
this was supposed to be the great summer that everything went back and opened, if you know what I mean. You bend over and open like 7-Eleven.
Yeah. And you know, what is it? The male gay community, they don't even actually stay in committed relationships for very long.
It's very rare, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a very non-monogamous.
Yeah.
It's a worm pile. It's a free-for-all.
It is a worm pile. A toxic worm pile of monkey herpagonosyphilates. I don't know.
You bug chasing boom boom boingers.
It's the Pox Mahal.
Bug chasing boom boom boinkers. We need to fucking make a shirt like that. That there's your gay pride, or bug chasing boom boom boinkers.
Yeah, and I really hate the fact that they took over the word pride.
Yeah, they've co-opted it and turned it into something reprehensible that's not worthy of pride.
Or brave.
Yeah. This has been extremely distressing for community members. It is also triggering that it harkens back to the early days of the AIDS epidemic. It has a chilling effect on people's sense of community, cohesion, and belonging. Okay, so you can't have a sense of community, cohesion, and belonging unless you're on top of the worm pile.
Mm-hmm. I guess that they only get those feelings when, you know, the organ that shall not be named is placed in a disease-ridden, hosed-out crevasse of reversed cauliflower blood and pus.
Yes.
That sounds... God, I'm sicking myself out.
They want a little bit of that Neapolitan soft serve straight out of the machine. Just pull the crank and watch the colors come out.
The fuck?
The crank is on said spank box.
Oh, my God.
And I love how this is supposed to be a countrywide health emergency. You want to know how many diagnoses of this there have been total?
Sure.
19,465 at the time of the publication of this article. That's it.
And that's in the across America?
Yeah, across the entire country.
20,000 people have got the pox.
Yeah. But you know,
it's kind of a big number.
Biden's going to, they're going to try to push this, and they're going to try to say COVID is coming back. We need our mail-in ballots. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we can't win the midterms. It sucks.
I know.
Too bad for you. It's just ridiculous. So, or should I say, but provided how the virus, which gives rise to unsightly lesions that in some cases cause excruciating pain, is overwhelmingly spreading during sex between men, the outbreak has cast a long shadow over the gay community. So if the pain is that excruciating,
stop.
Stay home. Be like, well, you know, the only thing that's going to make this feel better is if somebody breaks the scab that's super gluing my asshole shut with a cock. That's going to make you feel better.
Wow.
That's like puking on a pile of shit.
My God. That's, I mean. Oh.
How am I supposed to feel bad for these people? I mean, I do not envy the lifestyle that they have. In any way, shape, or form, I don't envy how it messes with their thinking meat, because I know most of these people, I would say probably the overwhelming mass majority, come from traumatized backgrounds. They chose not to deal with it. They decided to dive into a ball of worms instead. For that, they will always have my sympathy. That being said, you're fucking adults. So handle your shit.
Yeah.
Get some therapy and stop thinking that you're going to find some sort of spiritual salvation while getting spit roasted from both sides, with puke spewing out of one end and shit spewing out of the other, mixed with other bodily fluids. That's not going to help.
Ah! Oh, my God. Oh, that was terrible. But it was so true.
I mean, I've heard of an all-you-can-fuck buffet, but I'm pretty sure this one has food poisoning.
Yeah, listen, it's called restraint. All right?
You would think.
It's part of being a man.
Yeah.
You know, men, you know, real masculine men.
Yeah.
Carry a lot of restraint because they know they can fuck people up.
Yeah.
And people get really fucking stupid and they're like... All right.
It's like, and this is one issue where I have taken umbrage with a lot of people in the red pill community, because they've actually jumped on what is essentially the feminist bandwagon, pushing the whole, like, well, monogamy is not really a natural thing, you know, for people. And, you know, trying to push it is like, you know, putting shackles on yourself. Like, no. You're literally talking about the difference between feral nature and civilization. Civilization thrived because of a family unit, a cohesive nuclear family unit via monogamy, okay? If you want to see what happens when non-monogamy becomes the coin of the realm, the gay community.
Well, you're very, very accurate in that one.
Okay.
I mean, we're literally in the mouse experiment right now.
Yeah, the mice utopia experiment. Yeah,
well, I mean, literally that's taking place... Right before our fucking eyes.
We're burning in. This is like the fall of Rome 2.0 going on
right
now.
Well, the thing is, I mean, there's, what was it, in the mouse experiment, the utopia, by the end, most of the male mice were homosexuals.
Yeah.
Or asexual. All they cared about was themselves and maybe making a nest, and they let everything else fucking collapse.
Yeah.
It's happening here.
Yeah, there it is.
As a rational adult, with the way the laws are and the consequences, I can't blame men for not participating.
I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes against a lot of our natural instincts as providers and protectors.
I know.
But when the juice isn't worth the squeeze, you do what you can to survive.
Absolutely correct.
Unless... Your idea of surviving is having a decade of sexual liberation uninterrupted, you know, full of HIV and now monkeypox. Apparently you got problems.
If you think a Sarastitute has a high body count, You just talk to some of these gay men. They'll probably outperform you on the pogo stick 2 to maybe 3 to 1.
And we're not saying, like, this isn't all gay men. Okay, I've been very good friends with lots of gay dudes and gay ladies over the years. There's some of them that are super cool, all right?
Uh-huh.
But stereotypes don't materialize out of the ether unless they're being taught to you as academia in higher education, all right? Then what we see out here in the real world has real-world consequences.
Yeah, like when I was in the military, it was during the don't ask, don't tell years. Yeah. And I knew probably half dozen dudes that were just straight up gay, and I didn't give two shits.
Can we go back to that?
I didn't care.
Can we go back to don't ask, don't tell,
yeah,
instead of
business.
Force it on children in school, bring the strip club to the kids?
Yeah, I know.
That'd be nice, because I would rather that children don't accidentally get exposed to this pride pox.
Oh.
Because literally, while you've got scabs and lesions and shit, you are communicable regardless.
Yeah. You really are.
And you should probably not go around, you know, covering those up with makeup because, you know, that totally works.
Yeah, and I'm sure they have a bump and grind shop just like those women do.
A bunch of guy liner wearers.
Oh, my God.
You know, we did originally start this video with another topic completely in mind, but then we just went off in the weeds, and you know what? This is funny, so I think we're going to keep it. What do you say?
I think so, too. I think so, too.
We didn't forget about you, Thumper, but... That one's just for you.
That one's just for you. Good one.
Yeah, but we'll have to do your video for Thursday. What do you say?
We'll do it.
Not so bad. Any final thoughts on the gay community's stunning and brave struggle to prevent a summer of cornholing?
Use your equipment sparingly.
Yes.
And inspect everything.
Yes.
Because... You're going to wind up with the old itchy scratchies down there, and you're not going to like it.
Itchy. The itchy and scratchy show.
Oh, my God.
And unfortunately for you, there's really no, you know, beautiful, mystical place that you all wind up. We're going to have to come up with one because it's not this.
Stop. Don't touch me there. This is my no-no square. Stop.
All right, guys. That's it for today. If you guys want to be kept up to date with, the ongoing Pride Pox epidemic behind the dumb cumster, hit that subscribe button, because if you don't, Pop is going to show up at your house, and he's going to shove 4 King Dongs in his mouth and then show up and while you're in the bathtub, scare the shit out of you.
No, that's not going to happen.
No one likes bathing in shit. Well... Maybe they do. After all, that's one of the main ingredients for a invincible summer.
That's the lube for the worm pile. Oh.
Shit happens. See you next time.